why do you think superhero movies are as successful as they are?
Well, I think, especially the Marvel Studios movies, they're approaching the heroes with a great respect from the source material. So they're looking at the original comics they're in, but they're making them very modern and very accessible. And they're not forgetting to make them funny and to have romance. And so that, you know, people are attracted to the movies because of the great actors and actresses and filmmakers. And then when they walk out, they say, wow, I didn't think Thor could be funny. And wow, I didn't know who Rocket Raccoon and Groot were, but now I love them. So it's a mix of just respect for the original material, putting a new spin on it, and just delivering great storytelling.
And why do comics and superhero stories speak to you so strongly?
I was like everybody. I was attracted to what I saw. The heroes looked different. They looked cool. They were wearing these great costumes and doing amazing things. And then the more I read and learned about the characters, I saw that they were complex, that they had problems that they had to face, they had challenges, and that life wasn't easy for them. So I found them, especially the Marvel characters, very relatable and inspiring, and they became real to me. And I spent years with them reading about their trials and tribulations. I just never lost interest in them, and I think it was because the creators poured so much heart into them and really used comics to talk about their own lives and the world around them.
You were an editor for
Yes.
Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yes.
What was that like for you to see it go and then become a really successful?
It was awesome. I never expected it to happen. At the time, I was just working on the cosmic books, and I said, well, we have a solo book, Nova. I want to do a team book. And then I thought to myself, you know, in true Marvel fashion, I want to make all the characters underdogs. I don't want them to be the varsity heroes. I want them to be the ones everyone laughs at and thinks that they can't save the day. And so I just sat down one night and went through all my Marvel handbooks, and I put stickies on all these pages, and my wife came in, and she said, what are you doing, Billy? There's this, all this mess on the floor of these books. What are you doing? I said, honey, I'm building this cosmic team. And I said, and here's going to be the star. And I held up the book, and she said, that's a raccoon. I said, it's Rocket Raccoon. And he was going to be the showcase piece. I just knew if we just gave Rocket the right vehicle, and I just thought that if we didn't make fun of him, that if we made him funny, but treated him seriously, treated him like an actual character, that I thought that he would work really well in a comic book. And so we just put together this underdog ragtag team, and fans liked it. It wasn't a huge seller by any means, but people really liked it. Then when I heard they were making a movie, I thought it was going to be the old Guardians from the 70s, which were great. And then when I saw the first piece of development art, I said, oh my gosh, it's our Guardians. It's Rocket and Groot, and it's Drax and Gamora and Star-Lord. And so myself and the writers Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning and the artist Paul Pelletier, we're all very excited. And we're just glad that they saw something in our little book. And then, of course, they killed it. They brought James Gunn and the writers and the actors brought their own thing to it and made it awesome and remembered to make it accessible. You know, underneath everything, underneath the laser guns and the spaceships and the special effects, it was all about family and relationships. And it was just a fun time.
Marvel has been better about this than some of the other groups, but superhero stories have gotten a lot of flack about not having a lot of roles for female characters, female characters.
That's true.
Is Marvel continuing to move forward with this?
And definitely, in every way. I mean, Marvel from the beginning has always tried to be diverse. We always tried to look at the world around us and reflect what we see in our pages. We haven't always been perfect, but we're always trying to be better. And we're always trying to be inclusive in an authentic way. And we've had a lot of success, actually, in the last, 5 to 10 years. Some of that may be that now half of our editorial staff are women. And now that there are more women than ever that want to tell superhero stories, so that we're only more than happy to bring these fresh new voices to Marvel. And we've had a lot of success, especially in the last 3 years, with launching strong solo female character-led books. And in the last year, just with Spider-Gwen and Silk and Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel and Black Widow, just a string of really strong books starring women, and I think they have an authentic voice, and that's why they're connecting. So, like I said, we're not perfect. We're always trying to get better, but we always want to make sure that it's authentic, that we're accurately telling a story in a way that appeals to our male and female readers.
Can we expect to see further diversity in other ways, too?
Definitely. I mean, we never want to force it. We always want it to feel organic. We always want to make sure that we have the right story. At the end of the day, it's about the story. So we never want to shoehorn anything in. We don't want people to think that we're forcing any sort of agenda on anyone. We want it to come from the creators and we want it to be the right story at the right time. So across, whether it's comic books, movies, video games, TV shows, you're going to continue to see what we've always done in our history, is we are going to be diverse, and we are going to say that everyone has a story, everyone can be a hero, and everyone deserves to tell their story.
Earlier in the month, you tweeted about a new development coming to Marvel Games that's going to bring people more inside. Can you tell us anything else?
Well, I tried to be very mysterious with that, and I just said that I saw something that I think is going to impact gaming and entertainment in a huge way. And we're always looking ahead to new technology. So I can't say what it was or how we might use it, but it got me very excited about what's to come.
Is there anything else you can tell us about what we maybe should be looking forward to from Marvel?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, Phase 3 of the films. You have Avengers, Age of Ultron. Then we're going to have Ant-Man. And then the whole slate of films. There's Doctor Strange and Guardians 2 and Captain Marvel, first solo female movie. Black Panther, first solo black character leading a movie. And then, of course, the parts 1 and 2 of Avengers, The Infinity War. So a whole slate of movies coming from between now to 2018. We're going to have more great TV shows. I personally hope that Agent Carter comes back. I haven't heard anything, but everyone that saw it loved it. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., of course, is going to go on stronger than ever, and you'll see ties between the TV show and the cinematic universe. And then part of my job at Marvel Games is to funnel everything new and cool from publishing and theatrical and TV into the games. So we want to make sure that you can play the characters as they appear and sometimes at the same time that they appear in the comic books. So to really show that games and publishing and TV were all connected, and whether you want to read a story, watch a story, or play a story, it's all there for you from Marvel.
I want to ask you about Marvel Custom Solutions too,
yes,
because you've been the creative director for that, and I'm wondering what you see as the role for that department.
So Marvel Custom Solutions, what we do is we're an in-house creative agency. So we work with our partners, and it may be partners who work with us on film. So, for example, Harley Davidson. You know, Captain America doesn't just ride a motorcycle. He rides Harley Davidson in the movies. And so we work with partners to kind of expand and think about, well, how can they connect to the audience? What can we do? Can we come up with a contest? And could we do a comic book? And can we do a poster? And in the contest, can people invent motorcycle riding superheroes? And then they'll be in a story. And so we generate all sorts of content, print and digitally. And my favorite projects are when we can do something good, that we have a positive message. And we try and do that with everything we do. But there are certain cases when we can really connect with readers, especially young readers, especially if they're kids that are in hospitals. We have occasions to reach them and to say that it's okay, that we know they're going through a tough time, but that we know they're strong, and that they can be heroes too. And so whenever you can create something fun and cool that also has a good message, well, then that's a win-win. I think big things with Marvel is, what are we creating in all the mediums? And not only are they going to be exciting and cool, but we're going to push boundaries. Things will be exciting, and some of our stories may be controversial, get people talking, and we're going to continue to be diverse, and we're going to continue to do what we've always done. We're going to shock and amaze.